As this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, this is General Caitlin Shaw at your service as we roll the show out again to the sound of these, they call this the demons.
Well, no, it is not the demons. It is a style. It's called death growl, right, Phil?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, bud.
But yeah, it's,
what are you asking him for?
Well, Bud, more familiar with it, you know. I've been to many of the shows that they do this in.
Oh, you go to this stuff, do you? Pay money for this, huh?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't a man do that?
All right, are we going to have a conversation over top of this? This guy sounds like someone stuck his...
General, please.
I didn't... What?
You were going to say someone stuck his... You know what? His,
Let's talk about penis.
I got a...
Well, it's going to be big right there.
Well, Margaret, you're the one that brought it up, okay?
I didn't bring up... What do you mean I brought it up?
You're the one that said, stuck something in something.
No, that problem, you were kind of going down that road.
Well, I might have been going down that road, but I certainly did not invest too much time. I think I took the first off-ramp. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey! Very good, Miss Gray.
Thank you, Bud. I thought it was very elegant. I thought it was, I suppose you could say I thought that I had a certain...
Thank you. That's great, Margaret. Welcome to the show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You know how you make me look like... You make me look like about 300 yards of ass. Two cheeks of an ass when you do that.
When I do what?
When I'm about to say something, and then you go, okay.
Yeah, you did kind of just interrupt her, Phil.
Yeah, well, that's what I got to do to get the show going. Excuse me, Margaret. Was there something else you wanted to say?
Well, now I can't remember what I wanted to say.
So, are you crying?
No, not yet.
Here, Miss Gray, take a snivel.
It's not called a sniveler, but it's called a tissue.
All right, that's called a snivel rag.
No, it's not a snivel rag. What moron taught you that?
Well, except the name I give it.
You mean a snivel rag?
That's something calls it. Take a snivel rag.
It's called a tissue, bud, okay?
Well, why can't I call it the snivel rag?
What do you mean the snivel rag? What is it with you, Dickman? You always go counter to where everybody else wants to go. If I say up, you say down. If I say goose, you say gander. If I say,
gay?
If I say gay?
You say queer. If you say...
Shut... Come on, will you? This guy's always going the other way.
And don't use that Q word, I told you.
What word?
You used the Q. You said queer.
What?
You said queer. I'm not gonna say it.
Margaret, the Margaret mumble is not making it, all right? It ain't getting it done. Now...
General, can you breathe?
No, I can't.
Give him some water, will you, so we can get this show on the road?
Yeah, go get you a cup of water, General.
Get me one of those Aquafinas, all right?
You like that water?
No, but I saw it in there. It looked very nurturing and delicious. I don't know anything about water. It's in a bottle, right?
Yeah, it's that bottled Aquafina water. Where's it from, bud?
Let me look. Aquafina water from the mountain springs of the purification area.
Well, what does that mean, the purification? Oh, my God, it must be a waste treatment plant.
No, it's not. Aquafina, pure water from, it's Ecofina. I don't know. It looks like it's...
Holy Christ, it is. It's Mexican.
Give me that. So what if it is, man? By the way, speaking of water, when I was in Fiji, I don't know what I hadn't ever seen it, but I saw the Fiji water when I was in Fiji. And then when I got back to the States, there it was, Fiji water.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I'm saying it was just coincidental that I happened to be in Fiji about the time they started producing that stuff. Am I right about that?
I don't know, Mr. I think Fiji water, like, if you have a Fiji water, that might, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean? I don't know.
In other words, the Fiji water might not have been in, you thought you saw it in Fiji.
Wait. I didn't think I saw it. I saw it in Fiji.
Yes, but is it produced in Fiji, or if you will, the French is Fiji? Is it?
Jesus, Margaret, will you knock it off with the frog talk? You know,
I beg your pardon. I have a great many friends in France. I don't appreciate the frog talk. Now, the French is Fiji, or if you will, Fiji. But,
Margaret, you know, I swear to God, I could...
Take it easy, General, will you?
I bet you I could find the average Fiji, or what do you call a guy who comes from Fiji?
Well, a man from Fiji, you're asking what they're called.
Yes, what are they called?
They're called Fijians, okay? How do I know? I was there.
Whoa, sunshine. Are you sure it's Fijian or Fijian? Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Well, I was there, and
It could be either one.
Well, if it's Fijian, then I guess it is Fiji. If it's Fijian, you know what? You all of you people, you're beginning to really piss me off. I'm starting to hallucinate.
You're doing a little bit too much talking, and maybe you're not getting enough air.
That's a good point.
All right. Welcome to our program, World Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Couple of things we're very excited to finally say, and I swear to God this is true, okay? I swear to Almighty God it's true. The Science of the Funny drops on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, right.
That bullshit. Hey, watch your language, will you?
Well, Phil, you have been dangling this thing.
All right, Phil, give us the straight scoop, will you?
Well, Mr. Henry, I know that's what you said, right?
Yes. The 16th. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow. Okay? Today's the 15th. What's tomorrow?
Today's what?
Today's the 15th. So what would tomorrow be?
I don't know, Phil. I don't have a calendar, all right?
You don't need a calendar.
It's the 16th.
All right, if you say so. And that's the day what drops?
That's the day that the Science of the Funny is going to drop.
The Science? Oh, that's the little podcast you're doing.
Well, then don't give me this hard time about how I'm, I'm dangling it in front of people.
Well, how do you know I was talking about the podcast?
Oh!
Why don't you shut up?
All right, look. All I was going to tell you is that we are going to have the Science of the Funny there on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It'll be, dropped on Thursday, so it'll be on the regular feed. Is it going to be on the regular The World of Phil Hendry feed? I don't know, but it'll be there somewhere. It'll be available to you. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it by going over to the Podcast One website. You can also subscribe to it, and if you subscribe to it, that sucker is it's hand-delivered to your specifications.
Now, what do you mean hand-delivered?
I'm saying that it actually gets loaded into your device. So whatever device you got, whether it's your iPad, whether it's your iPhone, or what, or your desktop computer, there it is. There is going to be the Science of the Funny. That'll be the 16th, and that is with the initial group of guys that we got for that, which were Guy Under Kaiser, Kurt Braunohler, Brody Stevens, and David Koechner. It was a fantastic, good time. And a couple of things happened that I think are going to be standard.
Like what? You're talking about, you were mentioning that the other guys were asking questions.
Yeah.
That, one of the things that I liked was that, like Dave Koechner, we were doing the show and he picked up the questioning. In other words, he found things interesting enough to say, hey, well, and what about this? So what I liked about that was it wasn't just me asking questions, but suddenly it became a lot more of a conversation.
So you're having like a roundtable discussion there of the different comedy. And the people that do it, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the comedians.
Yeah, but what was cool was that when, through no prompting of mine, and I didn't ask anybody to do this, but they just all of a sudden, like Dave, on the show that's dropping on Thursday, started to ask questions of the other guys, because he was interested. Same thing happened when I had Matt Besser and Dave Nuzzy Nuzbaum and Horatio Sanz.
Hold on. Who is Dave Nuzzy? What the hell is that about?
That's a nickname.
Dave is a producer. His name's David Nuzbaum, but he goes with the nickname Nuzzy, okay?
Well, that's the kind of thing. If I was, and I know you're not in the military, but I would just tell you, lose the Nuzzy, okay? It's too cute. It's getting too cute, and it's weirding me out. You see what I'm saying?
Well, why would that be a problem?
Because if I've got a unit of men that are under my command, and we all rely on each other for our... Let's face it, I rely on you, you rely on me, to make sure I'm not holding my guts in with the lid of a pan, all right? Jesus.
Oh, my God, Phil, I don't appreciate that at all.
Yeah, well, what is that about?
I just get pissed off, that's all.
What are you talking about, hold your guts in with a pan?
You're talking about this guy Nuzbaum.
What's that got to do with anything?
Phil, you went, what's that got to do...
Yeah, I heard it. What has that got to do with anything?
I don't know, I'm just telling you, I gotta rely on a guy.
Yeah, but General, just because a guy's name is another bomb don't mean you gotta hold your guts into the lid of a pan.
You never know.
Wait, it's not warfare, okay?
Well, there is that then, yes.
Hey!
Don't you applaud that. Make me sound like a jack in the hat.
Well, you did sound like a jack in the hat with that, but at the end you pulled it out. Almost like you pulled one out, I better not say.
Almost like I pulled my dick out, huh?
Hey, what?
Come on. So, what the hell just happened there?
I was saying about Nuzzy.
They're talking about the Nuzbaum.
I'm talking about the Nuzbaum. That's his nickname. Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you right now, if he was in my unit, he'd have to lose it.
All right, so he'd lose it, but he's not in your unit. He's in my unit, okay? He's on my show. That's his nickname. So we had him. But what happened was, and that we got sidetracked from talking about, and the thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and that I apparently am not able to talk about.
You spit it out, will you, Phil? Because it's really starting to chap my hide now.
Yeah, I'm starting to piss me off.
Well, excuse me.
All right, okay. Don't get your feelings hurt.
It's kind of tensing me up, man. Spit it out.
Me too, yeah.
I don't like you guys telling me you're getting tensed up because I won't spit it out.
You just want to keep this thing friendly, okay? Now spit it out.
Hey, watch it.
Don't you know when people are yanking you? Jesus.
Anyway, so what happened, the same thing happened. Matt Besser picked up the questioning. And David, I was mentioning David Nussbaum. He was picking up the questioning. So I like that a lot. And so there's that little tradition that's happening. The other thing that happened that I will tell you about, it didn't happen on the first show. It happened on the second show, is I told the guys I had a dream about 2 days before I was in studio with them.
I had a dream.
Yeah, like Martin King, right?
Like Martin King, man. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You had a dream. What?
I had a dream, yes. No, it wasn't like Dr. King. It was, I had a dream.
What is he a doctor of?
Hey, bud, you're going to go flying through a window in 5 seconds.
God, man, everybody else gets to do it.
No, man, why don't you shut up?
I'm sorry, bud. I'm just trying to say something here. You want me to spit stuff out, don't you?
Yeah, true.
I had a dream that there was an animal. It was a little animal. I can't really say what it was, like a quail or something, or a little, just a little defenseless bird of a creature. And I couldn't help it. It had been badly brutalized by some humans, you know. It had been hurt, and it was beyond help. And I couldn't help it, as much as I was trying to. There was just nothing I could do for it. And I woke up crying, okay?
Jesus H. Henry, where's this going anyway?
Well, I'm just going to tell you. So I brought this up out of the blue. I don't know why I brought it up, but I was just talking about, we were talking about maybe influences or something. And so I asked the guys, you know, when's the last time you cried? And they actually started, being very forthcoming about that. It's kind of a hard thing to talk about.
Well, what did they tell you?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say until you have to listen to it.
All right, that will be episode 2, and that is with David Nuzzy Nussbaum. That is with Matt Besser from UCB, and of course Horatio Sanz from UCB and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and a lot of great things were talked about on that show, including Matt was talking about how they formed UCB, and Horatio and a lot of the guys left UCB and went on to be on Saturday Night Live. And I said to Matt, were you a little bit jealous, or did you want to go? He says, you know, by that point, I was into Kids in the Hall. It was really interesting, and what I love about the show is that we talk about the art, and not about the money or the fame. It's about the art. What made you happy? What kind of comedy did you want to do? What was, I don't know, what was the thing that drove you to become a comic actor or a comedian? So I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll enjoy it. And it's, as I say, the first episode is dropping on Thursday. And then I imagine they will drop in succeeding Thursdays as things go along.
Well, that would make sense. Are they gonna when you say drop the you talk about the drop, right?
Yeah, talk about drop when they drop it.
Right. I don't know what that means, though.
Dropping means the episode will appear suddenly on your iTunes.
All right, Phil. You don't have to get all. You know, you look like a guy that's suffering from some sort of a post traumatic stress Tourette's. You know, like too much shell shock from bombs. You go, bleh! You know, it's...
You do, Phil. You do have sort of a spasm. You spasm out.
All right. Well, thank you for all of that information I'm constantly being updated on, and I do appreciate it. All right. We have to... So did I get to...
Well, just want to wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap up the thought, and then we'll go to traffic.
Yeah, okay. I'll wrap up the thought. So it's dropping on Thursday.
Yeah. It's dropping on Thursday. It's called The Science of the Funny. With Bob Bakian, right?
No, with Kurt Braunohler, Guy Endor Kaiser, with Dave Koechner, and with Brody Stevens. The Science of the Funny dropping on Thursday. Now with traffic, Bob Bakian. Bob, how you doing?
Phil, I'm drop train, man. I got trained. I'll tell you that drive out of barbecue got to drop me on that thing. Cook my ass until I'm toasty green brown, and of course turn me over. Got the nice beautiful sizzle on it. Well, Bob Bakian, right here with the traffic. I'm a Joel Tapman. There's been a surge of minutia down. If you go up the 15 freeway down to the high five and up down the line, fine. down. You're going to feel good on the lawn if you're laying down there right now, taking that right straight up there. Turn on that sprinkler, and that thing's going to go right up the chute. Now, it's 15, and I'm out here in Loudland. My name is Lava Man, and I cotton, and I'll tell you what, I don't cotton to that kind of thing at all. I don't like it when somebody touches me there, okay? So we're going to do that. Bob, thank you for the driving.
Jesus, this is Harvey Wehrman, and this is the Harvey Wehrman News Break for today, Wednesday, I don't know what the day it is. Well, the Alstar Gamma, between the Natinanol. Oh, shit.
Can I ask, Scott?
No, you may not, Phil. No, you may not ask anything, no. No, you may not.
Is there doo-doo?
Is there doo-doo? Wait, hold on for a minute, will you please? Denise, honey.
What, Dad? Why are you still here?
Why am I where?
At our house.
I thought I was back at my own home.
Oh, would you come on?
Look, Henry, I blame you. I lay this at your feet.
Wait a minute. Look, Harvey, this is General Shaw, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what's it look like?
What do you mean, what's it look like? General, we're no longer in combat, okay? So you don't have to give me the whole what's it look like. What it looks like is this. I thought I was in my own home, okay? Now my daughter tells me, no, I ain't.
Well, that obviously means that you need to get into a car.
Yes, I do. I got to get into a car. I got to get into a car, and I got to drive and find out where or if or how I should. I got to get my, and if I have to get in the car and drive, and I got to hear from that cop again, I'm going to lose it. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, Harvey, nobody wants you to lose it, okay?
Yeah, no, you don't want me to lose. Hold on, Denise, I gotta get...
All right, Dad.
You know something, if you weren't my... Phil, I'm gonna go ahead and get over to where I gotta go here. I'll tell you this much, there is an awful lot that needs to be done on these highways because this place is a real rat's nest, you know? Yeah, what do you want?
That's another car.
Hey, what is it with you and that siren? What's with you and the siren?
So you got pulled over by that cop?
No, I didn't, Phil. I'm doing the mouth siren myself. Yes! What's with you and the siren?
Not my car broke.
Well, get it fixed, will you? I'm an attorney, okay? I shouldn't have pulled over for you. What's wrong?
I was jammed out with a kid.
What about the kid?
Got that car seat.
Oh, fuck the... I'm getting a ticket for not having this brat in the car seat. Get her in the car seat.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it? Otherwise, I got to pay the ticket.
Jump, I'll do that.
Yeah, I know all about it, cop, okay? Just give me my ticket, will you? God.
You know, this is not working out, man.
What ain't?
This whole news segment ain't working out. It ain't making it, man. I'm telling you. Gonna have to come up with some other thing to do because it's just, I don't find it to be all that edifying, and the audience couldn't possibly think it's any good. So that's my read on it. You can do whatever you want with that information.
Yeah, so, you know, you can do what you want.
I'm going to save it.
Yeah, you too, cop. Oh, I hate that guy so much.
All right, well, you know what, Harvey? You're a cop. Like you said, you're not a cop. You're an attorney.
Yeah.
You can file some kind of paperwork, can't you?
What do you mean, file some kind of paper? What's that supposed to mean?
Dad, you can do it.
Well, you know, look at who's paying for that? I got to file. No, you know.
Well, you just got yourself two tickets, okay? Two tickets from this cop. So if I were you, I would definitely do that. All right, Harvey, thanks very much.
Well, don't you want to.
You don't have the news story in front of you, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, well, then forget it.
You know, Henry, I think I'm going
to... So, why don't you give the whole world a break and drop that segment? I'd love to drop the segment. I hate the segment now.
Phil, a lot of people enjoy hearing Harvey's take on the news.
Yeah, what can't take gonna be if the man talk like he's got a mind that is deficient?
Well, I don't know, but I think that there is... I think there is a certain edification, okay? An edification that finds its way into your program when Harvey is on. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Well, that was the most limp dick. Do it better.
Hey.
Jesus, Margaret.
What does Jesus, Margaret mean?
The language. That was the most limp dick.
I didn't say it that loud.
We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com with more. We got Dean Wheeler coming up. Dean Wheeler's coming up. His wife, Emeralda, is going to be appearing at the Clam Bucket, Margaret, a place you know very well.
They've booked her into that?
Yes, and he's going to be working with the band here tonight. And he promises me that they're not going to be keep playing that song, Go With It.
Well, that song, he's trying to get that song some currency.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet he is. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Hey, everybody, this is General Galen Shaw reminding you that Friday night's chat for the BSPs is on.
Yes, that's right, General. However, it will be a text-only chat again because Phil will be on the road with his friends, drinking alcohol, eating steak, and acting irresponsibly.
However, if you are a Backstage Pass member, remember, every Friday night at 9 o'clock, you can chat with the man himself, the world-famous Phil Henry, and he'll lay it out there for you.
Also, we're thinking about how we're going to do our next BSP contest, but I want to tell you right now, you better hang on to it.
Yeah, better hang on to it, because this contest could possibly mean winning dinner and evening out with Phil Henry.
Yes, if you are the lucky recipient, if we draw your name from a bucket, and of course, if it passes our various security checks, we don't want, not necessarily because you would be a threat to Phil, but Phil may be a threat to you.
Hey.
So be sure you do all of that stuff and more. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, working hard to give you your fair share of laughs in a dense and weird world.
Right on, man. The Phil Henry Show, working hard to give you your fair share of laughs. All right. Excuse me. That was weird sounding.
What happened to your voice there? You went...
Yeah, I know. It's probably... who knows? There's probably a million things wrong with me, man. There's no question about it. We're going to get Dean Wheeler on the phone. Dean is with his wife, Emeralda. They are here in the Southern California area, and they are going to be getting ready to... as far as I can tell, they're going to be getting ready to perform at the Clam Bucket, which is in Long Beach, California. And I know that our good friend Margaret here, Margaret has performed there. Dean on the line with us. And Dean, a very pleasant good day to you, man. How are you?
Hey, Phil, how are you? Emeralda and I are here in Southern California. It's lovely to be here.
You know, Dean, that I've played the Clam Bucket.
I've heard that you played the Clam Bucket. I've got no problem with that. But we're starting anew, and we want to have a new relationship with the people at the Clam Bucket. And to that end, we have promised them lots of promotion for Emeralda's appearance here on the 17th. That'll be this coming Friday night.
All right.
No, wait. Phil, I want to say, you know, Dean, I'm sorry, I don't want to argue with you, but I am not here to badmouth the Clam Bucket.
Well, that's not what the Clam Bucket told me.
Well, this ought to be good.
Excuse me, General. What did they tell you?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to get into this, Phil.
All right, well, what's the problem? We're going to have to talk about a problem here. I want to talk about Emeralda's act and how well her singing's going.
That's exactly what I want to do. So what...
You brought up the fact that the Clam Bucket wants to start anew. What does that mean?
They have not had good relations with anyone coming over from the Phil Henry Show. And, you know...
So they're hanging this on me, huh?
Well, a little bit. I mean, Ms. Gray is a member of your panel. You know,
she's a member of the panel. She's not a host of the show.
Excuse me, bud. I'll speak for myself. I'm a member of the panel. I'm not a host of the show, but I do, I suppose, represent the show. However, that should be a boon.
Well,
no. Excuse me. A boon to the image of the club.
Now, that's not the way that they were. They were telling me. I mean, if you want me to be honest, I'll be honest. But I know that you're getting.
Just take it easy, Dean. Go slow.
All right, but every time she wants me to be honest about it, you know, I feel...
What are you afraid is going to happen?
That I'm going to get yelled at.
Hey, wait. Hold on for a minute.
Dean.
Oh, wait. Look, this is a show featuring adults, okay?
Mr. Henry...
Wait, no. This is a show featuring adults. I'm not going to play this. I'm going to get yelled at. You guys really give me a pain, man. Let's quit acting like children and let's get our shit together. Excuse my language, but that's what I've... You want me to talk tough? I'm talking tough, okay? This whole thing about how, you know, she's going to yell at me. We got people listening to this show. A lot of them are younger people. I want them to see this as a mature presentation full of goodwill as well as intelligent talk, as well as good information. You know, the whole thing, man. So don't start acting like the biggest pack of weird asses I've ever seen.
All right, Philip, that's what you want?
She started it, though.
I did not start it.
Yeah, you did start it because you...
No, you told me...
Well, hold on. What did I just get done telling you guys, okay?
Sorry.
I apologize, Phil. I didn't know... I do apologize, but I just wanted to say, you know, that I've had a very difficult time of it, and, fuck it.
Let's take a break here. I don't know what the problem is.
But, I mean, Dean Wheeler feels he's being yelled at on account of what the clam bucket said.
If the clam bucket said to you they want to start anew, they want to start anew. I understand. I'm not going to bitch about it.
Okay, well, tell her that.
I'm not saying anything other than the fact that this is being hung around my neck. I know what they're talking about. They're talking about the last appearance I had there. They're talking about the fact that my road manager got mugged in the parking lot. I brought it up to the people that own the club, and they thought I was being a pain in the ass.
All right. Well, Margaret, you know, I don't think anybody will deny that you can be a pain in the ass.
Wait a minute, wait. My road manager got rolled. Rolled!
The manager got rolled.
My road manager was rolled for the money. We took a piece of the door. All right?
What do you mean you took a piece of the door?
We got out a saw and we sawed out... Jesus.
They get a piece of the money at the door.
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
All right, look. Hold on.
Well, that was abrupt.
Yeah, it is abrupt. I'm going to take a break. World-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back. We've got our good, close personal friend, Dean Wheeler, on the line, who will be talking with us about his wife's appearance at the Clam Bucket in Long Beach this Friday night. And we're going to get past this bullshit, okay? Because I don't want to talk about whose fault what is.
Now you're talking my language, friend. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com will be right back.
Woo! Just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes, and I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs.
Boy, I'll tell you, a backstage pass is the way that you can clear the cobwebs out. It's the way that you can get past all of the regular reporting of the news and events of life and get right to it, baby. Because here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, that's what we do. We either get to it or we will die trying. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but most likely we will die trying. So get a backstage pass, and I know it's something that probably encourages you. Get a backstage pass. All you have to do is come to our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And get that backstage pass, either an all access, or if you want, you can get yourself a, what would you call that?
Well, you get the all or audio only.
Yeah, audio only. Become a member of one of the greatest clubs in the history of the world, one of the greatest groups in the history of the world, one of the greatest group of people in the history of the world, one of the finest people in the history of the world. That is not one of the finest, but you would be one of the finest people. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, it's the BSP.
Yeah, that's great, Henry.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass. Be a member of the BSP family or die trying.
What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Let me ask you a question. This music you're playing right now is very, I like it, but is there a voodoo involved?
Well,
I'm not asking you, Margaret. I'm asking Phil.
Oh, my God.
He was. What do you mean, is there voodoo?
But it's called, like, reggae music.
Oh, that's the reggae music, huh?
Yeah, this is reggae. This is, love this group, too, man. It's called, I don't know what the hell it's called. Podoge or Poopy or...
Yeah, it's called Poop.
No, it is, man. It's called Podoge.
Oh, Podoge. Okay. Anyway, cool song called Who Knows. World famous Phil Henry Show back on the line with us here from the club out there in the Clam Muscle, where they're actually the... What is it called, Dean?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Yeah. Where is Emeralda?
Woo!
We're having a great time here. Club's filling up, Phil. This is a special presentation. We're doing a special presentation here for some of the potential sponsors of Emeralda's tour. So the club has opened up here briefly. Yeah, have a little time.
Are you rehearsing?
Yeah, we've invited everybody in to witness the rehearsal, and we think it's just going to be fantastic.
Okay, Dean Wheeler with us here from the, what's the name of the club?
This is the Clam Bucket. I don't know how many different ways I got to tell you.
Jesus H. Wheeler, have a little...
Well, I told the guy.
Hey, the guy is sitting right here, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. Yeah, it's called the Clam Bucket, and Margaret's got all the details.
Dean, I am not your advanced publicist on this.
But I figure since you're not going to be playing the club anymore, you can help out.
And where did you hear that?
I heard it from... Oh, my God, I heard it from JoJo, the guy that owns the club.
You get that man on the phone right now, please.
Excuse me?
Get that man on the phone right now. Is he there?
Hey, JoJo. Yo. Hi, JoJo Martin.
JoJo, it's Margaret Gray.
Oh, yes. He gave me the phone back. He doesn't want to talk to you.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave the studio right now, Phil.
No, you are not. No, you're not.
I have to go down there and talk to that asshole.
Oh, wow. This is going to be good.
Phil, I want to talk to that man.
Hey, Dean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here for the whole... I'm waiting for you to interview me about my wife, okay?
Well, I tell you what, man. Do you need somebody to talc your ass and put a diaper on you? Because that's what it sounds like.
Oh, wow, man. Here, JoJo. JoJo Martin.
Hey, Mr. Martin, this is Phil Hendry.
Yeah?
Okay, look. All I wanted to ask you, and you don't have to hang up on me or walk away from anything, is there a reason why you don't want to have Margaret Gray on your stage?
Last time she was here, she accused me of ruling her road manager. Okay, I didn't rule anybody. I gave her the door, the guy takes it out, gets knocked over the head, falls down, picks up the money, and they said there was money missing. We found, we did an independent investigation, and what had happened is the guy had walked into the hinge on this door we have. It's a big, low-hanging door. It's a big, low-hanging hinge. He walked, he fell, some of the money came out, and it rolled down to like a culvert that's against the building. They didn't find it till the next day.
Wait a minute. You said you found the money?
I'm not talking to you, okay? You called me some pretty choice words, Ms. Gray.
I was very upset, and you weren't giving me the answers.
No, she called me everything from a two-bit... She called me a greasy two-bit punk. She called me...
Do you want me to get my husband?
Oh, I don't. You can get that. Your husband? You mean the guy that can't tell a he from a she? Sure. You can go ahead and get him.
Look, I didn't get you on the phone to cause a bigger problem.
Well, that's what's happened.
Get my husband on the phone, would you please?
Yes.
So we'll find out exactly how this thing went down.
Hey, you know something? I got a restaurant to run. I got a club to run. Dean's wife is in here tonight. She's packed the joint. And this isn't even her debut tonight, okay? Doing a hell of a lot better than you. Hey, listen to this. Give me the phone. Hey, Margaret, I'm sorry. We just have to get this.
That's fine. You go ahead and get your little rehearsal in. Get my husband, please.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, you guys. Phil, if you don't mind, I just...
Go ahead. We're going to listen here to the rehearsal.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to be singing this because Emerald is still in her dressing room. All right, and? Yeah. Man, when he hits that low note, that's better than
better than blowing a fart, right?
Go with it. Don't let the sound betray you. Yeah. Go with it, and everything will slay you. Change your mind. Yeah, that's it. You guys know it better than me. Hey, Bob, you know it better than me, don't you? Oh, they're still singing. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Doo-doo. Great. All right. Go with it. Don't let the smile change you.
Hey, Wheeler, don't you know the words?
It and every will be facing you. Turn it around. And let it say hate you. See what I did there? And if...
You're doing some real great things with that.
What?
You're doing some great things with that.
Say it again.
You suck.
Yeah. Do. Okay, and that's it. All right, cut it. Cut and goodbye. So,
I got to ask you a question, Dean.
Yeah?
When is Emerelda going to sing it?
Well, right now. We're wondering now. And I got to tell you something, Phil. I'm looking at it. I'm taking another look at it. I'm wondering if maybe I ought to, you know?
Jesus H!
No, Wheeler, don't do it.
Wait, what is that about?
I'm just telling you, I think Emerelda would sing it much, much better.
Well, you didn't ask my opinion, so I won't give it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't know what to think about that.
All right, I tell you what we'll do. We have Frank Gray who's standing by.
I don't want to talk to Frank Gray.
He's going to talk to JoJo.
Okay, JoJo, come here. Yeah.
Pick the phone. Hey, hey. Hold on for a minute, please. Hey, Wheeler, you don't tell me. This is my club, okay? You don't tell me what. Take the phone and shut up. Fuck.
Hey, you guys,
I don't want to talk to any.
You're gonna. Excuse me, you're gonna talk to my husband.
Well, all right. Whatever you say, Mr. Gray.
Okay, Frank is on the line. Frank Gray, we have to interface. We have to get Frank on a phone here. Hey, Frank, it's Phil Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing better than cuss. Hey, Mr. Gray, this is JoJo. How are you? Hey, JoJo. Listen, your wife has said that I called her names and that I lied about the cash. Let me ask you something. When that money was given to Frank Farley, what did she do with it? What did she... He took it outside. He hit the door hinge. Now, you said that she hit a door hinge, and then she fell on her back, and then what? Then she fell... he fell on his back, and the money rolled in... A part of it rolled into the gutter. There's a culvert. All right, this is where the story gets sketchy. There's a culvert, and she rolls over, and she starts counting it. Was she laying on her belly? Frank was laying on his stomach counting the money, yeah, because he'd been stunned. And I said, what are you doing laying there? He said, I'm stunned, so I'm just thinking what I'm going to do is lay here and count this money until my mind refreshes. All right, so Frank's laying on her stomach, and she's counting the money. And then she got up. Yeah, he got up. Now, did she get the money out of the gutter? No, that's what I'm saying. We found out the next day. Oh, you found it the next day. Did you find it, or was it someone else? I found it, and Pookie Roberts found it. All right, so she found some of it. How much did she say she found? Pookie's a girl. Pookie's a girl. I don't know who the hell the Pookie... Oh, okay, so how much did he say he found? Hey, Frank, JoJo had to go mix a drink. What the Christ was that? JoJo, you okay?
What happened?
JoJo, what'd you do? He slammed a door on his hand. Why'd he do that? Why'd she do that, I mean? Excuse me. Why did she do that? She did it. I mean, he did it. Fuck this. You guys, one, two, and a one, two, three. All right. Hey, I'm just trying to keep my dick hard in a cold and terrible world, and I'm just trying to... Yeah, let's get it.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Did you hang up on him?
No, I didn't hang up on him. Sounds to me like he hung up on himself.
All right, hold on, Phil. Dude.
Wait, I don't want to hear this again, okay?
Well, you're going to hear it again. He doesn't want to hear it. I'm talking to a guy on the radio.
Just talk to me, okay?
Well, I got to sing this.
So sing it.
Go with it! Fuck me.
You always miss that cue, man.
I know. Go with it! Don't let the sound betray you!
Can I look at Wheeler? Wheeler!
Yeah?
You ain't making it with that singing, man.
I think that's not what I think. Why do you say that?
Yeah, it stinks, man. You can't even carry a tune or nothing. You stink. You stink bad. You stink bad.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dickman. I've had about enough out of you, all right? You're tone deaf, man. You know?
I have to be absolutely honest and say the same thing. You can't sing.
Oh, yeah, right. What? Go with it. Okay, how come the band says it sounds good?
Because they don't want to lose their jobs. Get Emerelda out there.
Emerelda, come on, man. Boy, that really stings. Now she's got to get up here. I don't even think she's not even awake yet. Come on, baby.
Might have a little patience. La-da,
yeah, baby. Do you see how much she stinks?
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to give her a cup of coffee.
Where's that Adderall?
Go with it.
Give me the mic, baby. You're out of it, okay? You're out on your feet. Get a drink into her, will you? Bobby, Reggie? Yeah, come on, baby.
I want a drink.
Get a drink into her.
You know, you're treating that girl very, very harshly. I don't like it.
Look, Ms. Gray, would you do me the big honor of keeping your big fat nose out of my business, okay?
How dare you?
Would you keep your big fat nose out of my business? I'm trying to do right by my family and my wife. You think I stink singing Go With It? I only wrote it.
You might have written it, man, and good for you. There's a lot of songwriters that can't perform their own material successfully, or they're just not as good as a real good professional singer would be.
Give me an example.
Give an example?
How about that guy, what's the guy you like?
Jimmy Webb.
Jimmy Webb? Who's he?
Are you nuts, man? Galveston, Wichita lineman?
Well, he sang that stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't sing it as good as some other people sang it.
Who sang it better?
You ever heard of Glenn Campbell?
Oh, get out of here with Glenn Campbell, will you? That guy doesn't know whether he's boiling his own underwear. And another...
Thank you very much, Dean.
I'm glad. Now, that I approve of. I'm very happy you did that, Phil. That pissed me off. I was absolutely outraged at the way he was talking.
Anyway, sports fans, Dean Wheeler and his wife Emeralda will be appearing, will be appearing at the Clam Bucket in Long Beach on Friday night. And let's find out what happened to Frank, too, if we could.
Yeah. Hey, Frank.
Well, what is it with you, bud? I'm asking you to get...
I don't know. What are you doing?
You're making him cry, Phil.
All right, bud. I'm sorry. Everybody bawling now, man.
God damn, man.
Well, where is he?
Frank. Hey, Frank.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break, Frank.
Is he there?
Frank, you there? No, he just left now.
Was he there?
He was. Frank, now he's back.
Don't let him go, okay? Don't let him go. All right?
Yeah. We're supposed to let you go. What are we doing now?
Don't tell him what we're doing now, because if you tell him we're in a break...
We're in a break. He just went away. Give me the phone. Hey, Frank.
Frank, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Oh, man.
I didn't do anything wrong. Right, left, is it, give me, look at him.
Doing it for the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, man. How short it, you just
waiting to see it. All right, Frank Gray on the line with us here. What a whacked out, weirded out, wigged out, freaky kind of a thing. Okay, so Frank, you're out on the golf course now, huh?
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead. Hold on for just a minute. Go ahead, hit away. God damn, that's a great shot. Tell me about it. That's a hell of a shot. Pin high. The hell, man. All right, I'm gonna get inside of that. Okay, about 20 feet. You're not 20 feet from the pin, you lying second. Watch this. Watch the Frank Gray way, all of you guys. Shit. Mendelsohn, you know something? When you laugh like that, it pisses me off. La la. How's that feel, huh?
La.
Feel good?
La la.
Frank, what are you doing, man?
Why don't you hold the phone, Henry, okay? Hold on. How's it feel, huh?
Ah, man.
That guy laughs at me. Don't do it. I know, okay. I hit the wire. Wherever I went, I don't know where I went. We're going to go find my ball. What do you want, Phil?
What do I want, huh? I want to ask you a couple of questions about this whole trip with the club down there in Long Beach.
All right. The place is called the Clam Bucket. It's owned by this guy by the name of JoJo Hansen. She's at the club for a few years. Margaret goes in there to sing last year. He did a set. It was a successful set. The club was full. I don't know what she was talking about when she said it wasn't full, because it was. Because JoJo's a lying sack of garbage, as far as I'm concerned. Now, this JoJo brings in this Emeralda Wheeler, okay? Good for her. You know, she brought in some big wind singer from the Bay Area, and that Dean Wheeler's the biggest pain in the ass that got him. Hold on, Spike. This is my hip. I'm still awake. God damn it, a par three.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you want the same treatment?
No.
Okay, watch this. Where'd it go?
I don't know, where'd it go?
Where is it?
Oh, hey, go away!
Where is it?
How about that?
Yeah, baby, how about that? How far away? I'm 3 feet from the cup.
No, you're lying too.
I don't give a shit if I'm lying too. I told you I'd be inside of you.
Yeah, lying too?
I don't care. You owe me.
Oh, man.
All right, so anyway, Phil.
We're interrupting your golf game, huh?
Yeah, of course you are. You're always interrupting my life, but that's all right. So anyway, this JoJo says that so it was a successful night. Now goes Frank Santiago, who's the road manager, and she takes the money out, hits this door, falls down, is knocked cold. The money rolls into a gutter. She rolls over onto her stomach, starts picking the money up, and I guess didn't get all of it. And when she finally got to the car and we found out, that some of the door was held back. Now, this guy, JoJo, didn't do it on purpose, but she didn't exactly come clean with where the money was until I really pressed her, and I said that, I was going to send a couple of pipe-hitting, N-words over there with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. What is so funny?
Jesus Christ, Gray, what are you?
Hey, let me tell you what. No one but no one messes with Frank Gray. You understand?
That's what Frank said. He was going to send over a couple of pipe-hitting N-words to get medieval on his ass. With a pair of pliers.
Yeah, I heard.
Right. Well, guess what? The next day, the money arrives in an envelope with a little pink bow around it. And I called up Hanson, and I said, Hanson, what's this supposed to mean? And she said, oh, I didn't mean any offense by it. It's, you know, I just wanted to wrap it up with a bow. And I said, okay, as long as the pink doesn't mean I'm some kind of a fancy Nancy girl. And she said, no, you're not. And I said, you know, I respect you as a man. And she said, I respect you as a man. I said, because the last thing I want to do, JoJo, is to treat you like anything other than a man. And she said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. So,
all right, Frank, thank you. I'm glad to get the story.
All right, but the fact that she said what she said about, hold on for a minute, I just got to put this out. Fuck me.
You're lying free. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, how's it feel?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fuck me.
Line four.
Well, now I know you guys can count. That's great. I'm so happy. That's it. Give me a three.
No, you took a four. You took a five, man.
Give me a three. All right.
You know, Frank, you're never going to learn how to play a good golf game when you're doing that.
Who wants to learn how to play golf? I'm out here on business, okay? I'm golfing here with Jack Salinger, and she owns a big, big nightclub, and I'm trying to woo her business.
By hitting her in the balls?
Her?
I mean, by hitting him in the...
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, good luck.
Good luck to what? Aren't we going to keep talking?
No, Frank, you're much too involved in your golf game.
Say that again?
You're much too involved in the golf game.
Hold on. God damn it.
Hit the hell out of that.
I hit the shit out of it, but I don't know where it went. I hit the shit. You should have seen this drive, Phil. I hit the living shit out of this ball, and it left the tee so fast, no one knows where it is. That's the club speed that I command. Okay? Let that be a lesson to you guys, all right?
Good thing, Frank.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot. I got to get going.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
This guy, Frank Santiago, he talked like he got mugged.
We thought he was rolled. We thought he was rolled by a member of one of JoJo's staff.
Why did you feel that way?
Because of how rude they'd been. Because he was bellyaching about the money. We filled that club that night. And the fact that he is treating this Emeralda...
Well, you know...
What?
I'll bet there's more changing hands, let's say, than just money. Don't ever do that again, bud. Don't ever tip your hand that way.
Barry.
Well, if that's the case, then Dean Wheeler needs to be arrested. He's back to pimping, which is, he said he was long gone from that business.
Now, that Dean Wheeler's a liar, man. He said he's not using junk anymore.
Yeah, he said he's not using the heroin.
Are you telling me he's back on heroin? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man, but if you're lying about everything else...
Oh, my God. That guy's... He's Mr. Clean. He's got that freaking man resort, or whatever it's called.
No, he has man camp. He doesn't have the man resort. He has man camp. I'll tell you this, Phil. There's a lot going on with that family, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't know. I worry for Dean. I really do. All right, tomorrow drops The Science of the Funny. I know I'm forgetting a bunch of stuff here.
Yeah, you sure are. You got that whole thing. You're going to give away a... You're going to go to somebody's hometown or some shit?
All right, well, we haven't figured that promotion out yet, but we will. So anyway, have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. World Famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, the World Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
You got that right.